Now, Kieran Birmingham after an appearance narrow 1-point victory over Kilmallock. Kieran, round two of the championship, you're playing the county champions, an intriguing contest before we poked the ball. I thought it was a good game of hurling. What was your own thoughts on it?
Yeah, I'd echo those same sentiments. I thought it was a very, very good game of hurling. There was two good teams on show, and we ultimately came out on top. Thankfully, we were lucky in a couple of plays that had an influence on the scoreline at the end, and we're just happy to keep moving in the championship.
You defeated Doon last week, so two wins from two. I suppose we're going into a bit of a break now in terms of hurling, football up next, but that's what you'd have wanted in terms of results. But performance wise from week to week, do you think you've improved from last week to this week?
I suppose it's hard to say right now without having a look back, to be fair. So we'll certainly go in and review the game early next week, and we'll take learnings from that.
The game itself, Kilmallock really took hold of it in the second half with a superb goal from Shane O'Brien. He had another chance. I suppose your own number one comes up, trumps Evan Condon. You know, he's a man who I guess has waited in the wings in a lot of ways to play senior hurling as the goalkeeper for Napiercy. He came up with a crucial save at a crucial time.
Absolutely, but Evan Condon has contributed to Napiercy at senior level for many, many years, and we're delighted that he's our number one at the moment.
And the game then, you get the last couple, well, maybe not the last, you go 2 points ahead late on with a couple of big scores. Your forward unit, I, from my own vantage point, really come up with some big turnovers in both halves, really, but especially when the game was in the melting pot there. That's what teams are priding themselves on now these days.
Yeah, it's really no surprise to us that our forwards are capable of individual and team scores, and they really set targets for themselves and pride themselves on working really, really hard.
The guys who were involved with Limerick, like William and the two cases, and even young Boylan, how have you managed to fit them back in? Obviously, they're professional in a lot of ways. You know, they're very professional guys in how they approach it. But you had a league campaign, obviously a successful one without them. But you've had to slot them back in and get them back in amongst the group.
Oh yeah, sure. There isn't a team in the country that wouldn't be waiting with open arms for the likes of William O'Donoghue and the Caseys and Conor Boylan. So we're really, really proud of the lads, and we're really, really proud of what they've brought to Limerick, and we're absolutely delighted to have them back.
The second the full-time whistle blew here, the place was flooded with young kids, and that's what the club championship is about. Guys can get young kids in their own clubs, and even in the other clubs, can get out and see their, I suppose, their heroes, especially when you consider what Limerick have done at inter-county level in the last years.
Absolutely, yeah. I couldn't agree more. It's a fantastic site, and it's great that the county board have spread the county championship all over the county, and it gives great opportunity to supporters to come out and support games.
What's the next few weeks look like for yourselves? Is it a case of just take it easy, or will you be looking to try and ramp it up in the next few weeks?
Oh yeah, but no, we'll be gearing towards the intermediate round two tomorrow, and we'll all row in behind those guys, and we'll have a look then and see how the next few weeks will unfold.
I put it to you finally, and I suppose tragically, from what we saw in Tipperary last night, the passing of such a young man, such a talented player from the Clonalty Rossmore Club, it's unfathomable, really, isn't it, that a man could be taken so young, and obviously such a talented player, but by all accounts a tremendous guy too. So it's heartbreaking stuff, isn't it?
Yeah, words, there are no words for that. It's just numbing for the whole community of Clonalty, and I don't know what to say, really. Just massive condolences to the whole community of Clonalty, his family and all his friends.
And perhaps to come to that, that's where the GAA can show its worth. I guess it will be some solace that what we've seen with a minute silence here this evening, there'll be other stuff around, I'm sure, around the country in memory and tribute to him. But that's the power, I guess, of the GAA, and that's what we know so well.
Absolutely, yeah.
Thanks, Gary.